In the car, authorities say they found things like knives, a shotgun, and a gas can with an unknown liquid inside. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Morning. Well, am I on now, Jared?
You are on.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, your town hall in the air. We're having a couple of minutes of time over here. I'm down at the Chamber of Commerce. The brand new offices here. Jake Mangus is just bringing coffee in to try to assuage me. But it's a beautiful office. But we're going to be down here today from 7 to 9. We're going to have a couple of people we're talking to, several people. Of course, Jake, and then Ryan Denham, who is the president of the, I guess, of the board, and also Todd Franklin, who is the gentleman who is starting the food trucks here in town. So it's going to be interesting talking to him to see what his concept is and what we're going to do. But first, we've got Haven Humane there with us? Is Amy there?
I'm here.
She is here.
Okay, Amy, who do we have, or what beautiful little fur animal do you have there, fur baby?
Well, today I have Luke, and Luke is a 10-month-old pit bull mix. He is the sweetest little thing. He does great with cats, kids, and other dogs, and he's only 11 months old, so he's still kind of a baby, but for his age, he's actually very well-behaved.
Cool. So yeah. So what do you like about this? You know, could you pick them every day?
I do. I like him because you can tell someone has spent some time with him. So he's pretty secure, and he knows that, you know, like you tell him to do something, and he knows he better be doing it. So he sits his little butt right down when you tell him to sit, and he's really sweet. He's a very sweet, loving dog, and he's really, like I said, for his age, very calm. He could be a little wild child if he wanted, but he's actually pretty calm.
That's cool.
Yeah, and
that's
he's great. Got a really cute face.
So how do we get this beautiful little dog?
Well, you're going to want to come by Haven Humane, 7449 Eastside Road. You can also give us a call at 241-1653. Also, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow is Doggy Dash, and our registration for online is closed. So if you have not registered or still want to go to Doggy Dash, if you get to the Sundial Bridge between 8 and 8:45, we're doing pre-registration there. And you can purchase a T-shirt and, you know, come show your support. And for those who registered already, the race does start at 9:15. So if you haven't registered, get out there at 8, get ready and pick out your 5 or 10K and come support Haven Humane.
Great. You know what? It's such a good cause out there.
And yeah, and it's going to be fun.
You won't get as hot.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
There you go.
And it's gonna be a fun time too. So, you know, and you can bring your animal and run with your dog, and it'll be a great time.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
You have a great day, huh?
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Is this coming across halfway decent right now there, Jared?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, good. Okay, like I said, we're down here at the Chamber of Commerce, and I've got Jake standing by here, Jake Mangus, who is what exactly is your title here, Jake?
Okay, so it depends. Today I was the coffee guy, but it's president and CEO of what I like to say is the new Reading Chamber of Commerce, certainly in our new location here downtown Reading. Very excited about this. Thanks for being here, Carl.
Well, you know what? I had, you know, talking to Candace the other day, and Candace is a very good person that you have out in front of, you know, gathering new members in. And I thought, you know, there's got to be a way that, because we're downtown, and I think it's great that you moved downtown. And the, because there's, it's just, you can feel a new vibrancy with everything that's going on here.
First, I couldn't be happier with Candace as our membership services coordinator. I mean, we really have taken that service focus. And then to the downtown comment, I mean, right now in eyeshot, I see Wells Fargo. I see Shasta Regional Medical Center, Corbett's, Grace Place across the street, and so on. And, you know, we're right in the heart of our community. And for us, I mean, this is our heartbeat. And a strong downtown usually leads to a healthy city. And we are focused on seeing that come to pass.
Well, you know, with the K2 development, the proposal of putting the river trail all the way downtown here, there's a lot of things though that we need to move forward with. And that, you know, the K2 building, and we had Dan Knott on the other day. And Dan, of course, he and his brother have some great ideas. Well, the whole family has some great ideas about downtown. They're local guys. They want to see the place get better and get bigger. And I know that they roll everything back into making, you know, expanding what they've started at down here. What do you see your mission as is the chamber, though, when something like this? You know, some people say, well, you know, is it the government or is it businesses? Is it what? What do you see?
Well, for us, we've seen certainly in my time at the chamber that we can't rely on government alone to solve our problems, that it really comes down to developing a vibrant economy. In the downtown core specifically, I love that work, live, play trifecta for our future. Speaking of the live part, residents in downtown, right now we have about 250 units of housing in our downtown core, and I've been told that 1,000 units is kind of that magic number to really promoting a 24-hour community. So we're working on that transformation. Right now it's more of a 9-hour intersection here in downtown, so we want to see that shift from a 9-hour intersection into a 24-hour city, really.
You know, one of the things Dan was talking to me about, too, was, you know, the work-resident ratio. You know, if you can get a 2-to-1 where you have, somebody that lives downtown is working downtown. 1-to-1, of course, it's perfect. If you can get that 2-to-1, you can get that 1,000. And not only that, but people, you know, take pride in their neighborhoods and where they live. So part of the problems we have, of course, downtown is, as we met this morning, there's people wandering through here. More people on the streets, taking interest in everything, I think can help alleviate some of the problem.
Yeah, I would agree. It was a strategic decision to move to this particular location. We love the building. We love what the Whites have done to invest in what once was the shuttered Greyhound bus station and turned it into this beautiful mixed-use space. I think it's a gateway to the new downtown Reading. We've seen our share so far of people struggling out on the streets walking by, and thankfully, we're right around the corner from a public restroom, so that's nice for us to be able to refer people to that. But as the clientele, so to speak, transforms in this neighborhood, we envision this being one of those places where you walk by, you stop in and see what's going on, you look in the window and you see our digital screen showing all of the current events happening in the downtown and throughout our city. So a lot of optimism here for what the future holds.
That's great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number, we've had the Sleep Number bed for over 3 years. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. And depending on what was going on during the day, the best thing about it is if 60 is too firm, I can change that if it's not firm enough, because you can do that with a Sleep Number bed. You and your partner can sleep in different firmness and sleep even better. And J.D. Powers, for 2 years in a row, has said that Sleep Number is the best mattress and rated as the best mattress. Right now, if you go down to the Sleep Number store, you can save $400 on their Queen C5 mattresses, which is really a good deal. But the best deal is the sleep. Sleep, the rest, exercise, and diet. And you'll have the opportunity to live for dozens of years more. Ask Jake Mangus. See, that's what he does. He lives on that. You know, a donut will never pass his lips as he sits there going, huh?
Got to have something to burn.
You got to have something to burn there. That's right. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to see if we can get the rest of this tuned up, and we'll be right back.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money, or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by, or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is now accepting applications. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. Applications are now being accepted. To apply and get details, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Apply now.
Carl, I can hear you.
Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire. Did you hear what I said about the weather?
I did hear what you said about the weather, and I have it queued up for everybody right now. It is currently 47 degrees. Today we have a wind advisory. It's going to be 100% heavy rain today with a high of 55, a low of 42. Tomorrow on Saturday we have a 20% chance of showers with a high of 63, a low of 45. On Sunday we have a 70% chance of showers with a high of 57, a low of 44. And on Monday, during the day, we're going to have a 40% chance of showers with a high of 64 and a low of 44.
That's great. Now, the weather reports are all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business down in Anderson, who it's a veteran-owned business that gives both senior and veterans discounts, all of that. And from Shasta Gas Propane, give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, I'm sitting here with Jake Mangus, and we're talking about downtown and the future of downtown and what it can look like, how Chamber of Commerce decided to move down here because it's kind of like making a statement.
Yeah, that really is. That's very accurate. Someone mentioned, why are you guys moving downtown? There are so many problems down there. And I said, that's why we're moving down there, because of those problems. We just subscribe to that theory that you bring the light to drive out the darkness. And we know there are complex challenges facing our community and its people at this time. We're focused on moving forward, moving Reading forward. And how do we do that? We are focused on making this town a more business-friendly location, an attractive place for our internal customers to make future investments, and also for those outside of Reading looking at Reading as a potential place to relocate their business. So from that standpoint, I'm really excited. We're going to remain optimistic and fight the good fight to see Reading continue to move in the right direction.
Okay, that's cool. The other thing, too, is today or the other several months ago, Measure D and E failed miserably. It wasn't like 51-49. It was in the 60s. What do you think that was?
Well, I think that, right away, looking at how Measure D failed pretty like a lead balloon, and then you look at Measure E and that it passed. What that told me was, I think people across all levels of government, right, have a lack of trust in government, and that exists in this community as well, I think, because of the nature of that particular measure. I can't wait to put this thing behind us, and so we keep trying to, but someone asked me about, what's plan B for the chamber? And I said, well, plan A for the chamber has been to develop the economy. And I realized that develop the economy is kind of like measure D and E, develop and economy, D and E. Get it? Okay. So we're going to keep moving forward in that, which is,
yeah,
that's
even when I'm pushing the button.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Carl's listening. All right. So, but yes, that, I mean, you think about a chamber, that's what we're built upon. It's about economic development. So we're going to keep moving in that direction. In this room, before we were completed in our office here, I met with Larry Vopel at the City of Reading, invited him to our new location. And he's the one that heads up the Development Services Department. And that particular department has a lot to say about how friendly and welcoming and all those things we are at the city. And that's usually a point of entry for people who are looking to invest. And that guy is a champion for Reading. So as long as he is in that position, I feel pretty strongly that we're going to see things continue to move in the right direction for those looking to invest. He has open ears and an open mind.
Okay, and then we've also got our Economic Development Corporation. And Tony and his gang over there seem to be really moving forward, too.
That's right. Tony, Joe Comenti, we've got some really great collaboration going on at this moment. I don't know that that's a new thing, but it's a really good thing. And I consider both of those guys to be somewhat mentors for myself as well. And Tony is doing really great stuff. I mean, that hire of Todd Jones recently, taking over for what Hope Seth has established there in entrepreneur efforts. The Venture Hub is full. I mean, that's a really great testament to the work that they're doing. Startup economies are huge in this country at this time. I think it's like 20% of new jobs come from these startup businesses. So Redding could be a place that fosters that. And then in terms of the large fish out there going after large manufacturers and things, I keep hearing those grumblings behind the scenes that we've got a lot of people looking at us right now and seriously looking at us. I don't know what company it is, but there's one that's been to town 10 times or more and would have a significant impact on Redding, I'm told. So I think it's a sign of the economic times. We tend to be slow to warm and quick to cool up here. And to see the pulsating business in...
Is that an economic term?
I don't know. I'm trying to think about what I can... That's just a Jake term maybe, but... I think about the Bay Area and Sacramento and how we are sometimes called the we're in the shadow of the Silicon Valley. And I go, that's a really long shadow. But really, we are in California. We're on the West Coast. There are a lot of advantages to that in spite of the difficult nature of doing business in the state. But in terms of scale, people can still make it work. And yet we've got that affordable land here. Lower cost of living, all those things that could be really advantageous to businesses for, you know, call centers, for telecommuting and things like that.
Okay, so one of the things Adam McElvain ran on was bringing in a big pipe in here, the fiber optic cable, which is kind of like around here in some places anyway. It just costs you like $1,200 a month. But he wants to bring it in via the Redding Electric utility, so you can pull the wires through existing conduits, which is not a bad idea. It does go against entrepreneurs wanting to bring it in. Talking to Dan Knott the other day, he saw that when you start putting in these more multi-purpose buildings, where you can start putting these offices in, and if you do have a high-speed connectivity, as Chattanooga discovered when they put theirs in, that businesses just kind of come and a certain kind of businesses come here because it shows a certain mindset that want to have your business. And being this close to Silicon Valley, I can where they're having to pay their people $150,000 to $200,000 a year and they still can't live downtown, they could come up here at that kind of pay scale or even somewhat maybe 20-25% lower and still live really well up here. If we had, if we could get that first group in.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what he campaigned on, one of the big things for him was that ultra high speed internet. I guess there's a trunk line that goes right through town along the railroad tracks, so why not? Let's plug into that. And if there's a way that makes sense financially for our city, I see this being, it's got to be a public private partnership of some sort. Using downtown as a test case, I think, was sort of his idea there. I think about the mindset, like you said, being a positive thing. Having someone who is now on your city council who is thinking about these things it bodes well for us. As we listen to the activity of downtown Redding in the background, we've got an ambulance going by, just hustle and bustle this morning on Pine Street. But anyway, I think about the quick evolution of technology. And just think about where we were 10 years ago to today. So ultra high speed internet of today may be really slow in just a few years. So we've got to take that into account as well. I've heard things about wireless ultra high speed internet, which wouldn't require all of the infrastructure efforts that having an actual physical cable would. So we can see what the future holds there. But I think it is about positive messaging about the community, saying who we are, what we're all about, and not just the mountains and the rivers and all of those things, but who are we as people and who are we as a business community, saying, look, come here, plug in and play with us, okay? I really think that the more we can do to make it advantageous for a business to flourish here, the better we will be when we compete with others. I mean, what's to stop a company from continuing on through and going to Medford, Oregon, or going to Reno, Nevada with their business? We've got to set ourselves apart here in Redding. And our geographic isolation up here from Sacramento, I think, can be a disadvantage, but it can also be an advantage. People say this about Redding constantly. They say, I love this place because It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from the metropolitan areas. But it's also far enough away where I've got clean skies, smog-free for the most part, and all of that quality of life that people appreciate about Redding, California.
Okay, we're here with Jake Mangus, who is the president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. He was the last man standing after they were after they looked for looked through 843 applicants. Well, there was a lot of people they looked at, and I know some of the people that were on the selection committee. And the idea of reaching out to you, or I know you applied for it, but in the selection process, looking for somebody with vision, somebody young enough to keep pushing this thing through. Also, and that is maybe something I'd like to talk about when we get back at 7, right after this break, is we're looking at a new type of entrepreneur, maybe not a new type of entrepreneur, but a younger group, which thank goodness is starting to stand up here and start, you know, asserting themselves into our economy and political system, into our everyday, instead of the good old boys network that everybody talks about. Though, you know, frankly, I haven't seen that. I've lived here 10 years. I haven't really seen that, but people continue to tell me about it. Now I'm starting to see a new guys network, which is pretty exciting. It's 7:31 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You're not going to get a better place to go on there and visit the girls down there at Tobacco and Brew. Shelly is redoing all of Tobacco and Brew right now, and you're not going to find a better place to go into to be treated so well with every type of tobacco and tobacco accessory you can figure out, with a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shastina Ranch is the fastest selling community in Redding in the last 12 years. Located in East Redding, features extreme high energy efficient home designs, a regional park with walking trails, decorative street lights, sidewalk planters, and fabulous open spaces. Constructed by Palomar Builders, Redding's largest home builder, these homes are constructed with green technology, distinctive interior and exterior features, designer kitchens, and superior master suites. Stop by the Shastina Ranch model home today to pick one of the pre-plotted lots. Then contact Cindy Tomlinson, 722-3150 at U.S. Lending to help you with a conventional FHA or residential loan for your new Shastina Ranch home. U.S. Lending is Redding's local direct mortgage lender. Located off Airport Road, the community of Shastina Ranch provides the high standard savvy home buyers are looking for in today's market. Make Shastina Ranch your future with a new highly energy efficient home design. Stop by our new model home, speak with Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker, and get your home on the way within days.
The largest and the best, the original Spring Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center today through Sunday, featuring local businesses and exclusive show prices. Building or purchasing a new home? Need to speak with a home mortgage expert? Creating or replacing landscape or planting a garden? Need household improvements, interior design ideas, a home theater, new roof, gutters, fencing, lighting, doors, windows, carpeting, flooring, appliances, cabinetry, countertops, tile, decking, painting, weatherproofing, furniture, pool, spa, or barbecue, or information on telecommunications? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects. Speak to the experts. Learn the latest in design, technology, and everything green. First 1,000 people through the gates will receive a free plant. See the landscape display featuring new design ideas from Axner Excavating. Be sure to stop by the barbecue competition Saturday for a sample with your paid admission, and Sunday competition honoring our veterans. Visit the Antique Tractor Show. All this and more at the original Home and Garden Expo, now through Sunday at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. It's everything you've been waiting for and more. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got the
getting to speak in it. What does it say? Spring comes in like a lion and leaves like a lamb. Well, we've been lionized here. That's for sure, because we have more rain. It's going to be raining all day. It's going to rain tomorrow. Probably, you know, start getting less rain, but still be raining Sunday. Hopefully next week it'll start clearing up. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. They always have discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business. We're down here at the Chamber of Commerce, so I hope that, you know, everything is coming across here all pretty good. Jared, I can hear you via a different way, and that just we just lost Jared on the other side.
Well, I can hear you loud and clear. You guys are sounding good.
Get on your typewriter there, Jared, and make sure you just keep typing to me that you can still hear us okay. I'm here with Jay Mangus, and we are talking about the growth of downtown. Looking at how we can change downtown and how we can ensure that we keep growing, but we're growing in the right direction.
Well, I think one of the things that I would encourage people to do is to venture down to this part of Reading and do so on foot. That's a very different experience than driving in your car. Some of the things that they're working on in Reading right now, we just had the conclusion of the downtown traffic plan, which was a way of looking at restoring a logical traffic pattern and grid to downtown. Maybe you could say like what it was once was before the downtown mall, before they put a roof on a few blocks and changed the traffic pattern to what it is today. Then we've got the Downtown Reading specific plan revision, which is underway right now. There was a big community survey that was sent out. And this may be a little tangent, but again, Larry Vopple at the City of Reading told me that after like 3 days of these things being out on email and so on, they received 1,500 responses from community members. And of those 1,500, the largest demographic to respond at nearly 50% were those people who have identified as having lived in Reading for 20 or more years. So what that told me was that people who have been in Reading for a long time really are excited and optimistic, and they consider this to be very important to see downtown Reading change for the better. You go to other communities, we could mention Chico, you could mention any place across this country that has a vibrant downtown, and it really gives you a sense that that community is healthy as well. It's usually kind of like a gathering place of a lot of different businesses, and sometimes you see culture mixed in there as well, and can be a great attraction or a detractor for people when they come to a community. I'm really excited about where we are right now, but walking the streets, you get to see these businesses that exist that maybe you didn't realize were there before. I know that in the downtown core, there at a certain period of time, there were at least 350 members of that Downtown Reading Business Association that once was. And at the Chamber, one of our strategic objectives is not to become another DRBA, but we want to be a voice for downtown business in a way that meets their needs as that organization maybe once did. So that's an exciting thing for us as well. So we want to do that in a way where we don't say we know all the answers. We want to ask the businesses in this part of town, what are your challenges? What are your aspirations? And then we can figure out a way to help businesses in this part of town.
You know, that's, you know, talking about the DRB8, it was remarkably short-sighted of the city council on how they handled the Downtown Reading Business Association. They'd already had money funded and could do things like help with the downtown Christmas light parade. It could, you know, put up trash cans and help, you know, buy bikes for the police. And then for some reason, which is still not clear, they just, you know, Kristen Schrader ended it. And, you know, they can whine about the Brown Act and all that, but not even their own people knew that the DRBA was supposed to come under the Brown Act. And once they found out they did, you know, they started doing that. But the bottom line is at least they were, you know, they could get together and they could find out, you know, what their fellow businesses wanted. That's gone. So the idea of you moving down here, and that's water over the dam, but I'm never going to, you know, miss a chance to take a shot at it for that. But you're down here with the Chamber of Commerce, and I think that's great because now you're going to be a lot closer in tune, and I think just the whole attitude of where the Chamber wants to go. Is the Chamber going to continue to take political stands?
It's one of the things that one of the big pillars of our organization is our advocacy. And I would say yes, when appropriate, we will. And it's a great place to be as an organization currently that's funded exclusively through our members and through our sponsors and any event revenue we may get in odds and ends kinds of things like that. But we have the freedom to take a stand when we need to. And it's one of those things that, you know, you're not going to please 100% of the folks with the decisions you make. You just have to make a mindful decision on issues that come up in the community. We're looking at the betterment of the entire community. And so for us, I consider that to be a great responsibility and also a great opportunity. But I'm pleased with our political action committee and our board's mindfulness. They're very thoughtful in moving through, issues that come up for our organization. One of the ones that came up recently was the opportunity to get behind Todd Franklin's efforts to transform Carnegie Park from a place that people go to do drugs and to go to the bathroom into a place where you see families and you see the food trucks. You've got culinary opportunities there, a chance to raise the bar for the entire neighborhood. And we understand as well that the restaurants in our district here in downtown are also challenged by the thought that some of their business could be taken away. For us, we see it as growing the size of the pie and benefiting everyone in a greater way, bringing people downtown.
Okay, that's great. Now let's go to the phones. Ron, you have a question for... Jake?
Yes, I do. Now that I've listened, I've got a comment and I've got a question.
Hello.
You talk about the clear air. Have you looked up lately to see the clouds, or after you get the clouds and all the chemtrails? So, anyhow, but my question is, anybody that's a contractor knows that you don't do business in the city of Reading or the county of Shasta because the building department will jerk you around a lot? You'll think you've got your plans approved, and all of a sudden you owe another $10,000. So unless you're part of the criminally corrupt elite like the McConnell Foundation, you don't get your plans approved, and people get irritated, and they leave, and they don't come back. There was a guy named, and I think his name was Anselmo or something. He finally got tired of fighting with the city council or the city government, and he just bailed out and left and went to, I guess, the East Coast or something. But so if you're going to attract businesses here, you're going to have to straighten out the building departments in both the city of Reading and the Shasta County, because people just will not come back. I've talked to a lot of them, and they talk about it every weekend on Pete Peters' show and also on Mark and Linda's show. Listen to some of these people talk, and then you'll figure out what's going on. So anyhow, that's my question. I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay. Jared, I didn't hear the last part of that.
Sorry about that, Carl. He was on the air. I perhaps, Ron, if you're still listening, you could call back.
Right now.
What's that?
You're on break right now.
We are not on break, but we're going to go to break right now.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Racist, hate monger, Nazi, homophobic, Islamophobic. These are words purposely designed to control what you believe. Our progressive society no longer has the ability to debate using logic and reason, so they stoop to rhetoric to manipulate you. Simply put, rhetoric creates a story that will emotionally touch your heart and cause you to respond by feelings, not reason. Only by trusting in God and His Word will you be assured you will not be deceived. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
NorCal Think Pink is hosting their second annual formal fundraising event, the Pretty in Pink Prom, Saturday, March 25th at the Holiday Inn. The goal of this event is to raise funds to expand the mission to educate the public of the importance of early detection throughout the whole year and in more rural communities in the North State. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and of course, it wouldn't be a prom without dancing to the sounds of the Uptown Band. Purchase your tickets online at prettyinpinkprom.com or call Renee at 605-6889. And we'll see you at the Pretty in Pink Prom.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Linda is on assignment this morning. It's about 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Are you
hearing me a little bit here?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so on the Skype, you can hear me loud and clear. Is that correct?
This is correct.
Okay, great. Hey, I'm here with Jake Mangus down here. We're at the Chamber of Commerce. It's at, what's the address?
We are at 1321 Butte Street, Suite 100.
So we're right down on the bottom here. So if you come on in, I'm sure that Jake will do like he does for everybody else and buy you a cup of coffee. You can come in and take a look at it. And, you know, Jared, can you tell me what Ron's question was? Kind of paraphrase it.
I cannot, Carl. I apologize. I was trying to figure out how to get a better way to have him talk to you.
Hey, Ron, sorry about that. You know, it's just that we're out here and we're having, I don't know if it's the rain or if it's just me. We're having a couple of technical problems here, but at least we're getting through here. You know, one of the things we talked about with Jake is what's going on in our, you know, in the community. It's not just people, it's not just downtown. What other things? Let's talk about business itself. And what do you see here?
Well, I do see that. You know, I've asked our small sample size, I suppose, as far as terms of time. But 2016, by and large, was a really good year for our businesses, from auto dealers to banks to screen printing companies. I just asked the question simply, unscientifically, how's your year been? And across the board, we made money in 2016 was what I got back. People looking for ways to kind of offset any tax ramifications for being profitable. So this is good stuff to hear, and I think it's continued into 2017, and we want to do our best to see that we foster that and continue to strike while the iron's hot, I suppose. And I see a lot of urgency in people, knowing that they see that we're sort of that boom and bust economy here, and so they know that the next challenging time is probably going to come, so let's take advantage of where we're at right now. And you kind of feel that, I think, around Reading, that things are busy right now.
Okay, hey, we got Ron back in the line. Ron, if you could have us ask us your question here, because I'm going through two or three different ways.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Hello? I can hear you now.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I can hear you.
My question is, how are you going to attract businesses here, especially if they have to build a building? How are you going to control the Shasta County Council, the building department, the city of Reading's building department? It's common knowledge that you can't get your plans approved unless you're part of the criminally corrupt elite, like the McConnell Foundation. You can never get your plans approved, and you, all of a sudden you think you're done. It's another $10,000 or $12,000 or whatever, because there's another something that you've got to buy, and people just throw up their hands and they quit. I know contractors that absolutely will not come back. There was a guy named Anselmo. He finally gave up, and he left, and he got tired of fighting with the building department, so he left. So anyhow, how are you going to control the building departments of both the city and the county? And that's my question. So anyhow.
Okay, Vaughn, thanks a lot.
Really good question, and one that deeply concerns me as well. And I can speak to the city of Reading, not necessarily the county of Shasta at this point, because I haven't visited with the folks at the county of Shasta and the building department. That's on the to-do list. But Larry Voppel, who runs the Development Services Department, has said some really good things. He understands the climate that he has inherited in this community in terms of the perception of anti-business at the city of Reading. And he's doing his best to turn that around. He mentioned a couple of his strategic goals this year, and this is within his entire department. He's saying, we are going to make sure that we streamline this process. We are going to have 80% of those people that apply for permits get approval within 30 days. We're also going to have 60% of permits issued over the counter. And this type of stuff is very new for us here. He also says, we're in the permit center, not the deny center. So we've got to do what we can to be a facilitator, not an adversary. It's all these kind of cultural things that end up permeating throughout that department at the city and create that client-focused experience. And I think for someone who is not privy to how the system works over there, it can be difficult to navigate depending upon who you're visiting with at the counter on one day or another. So it's great to me to know that you've got a guy like Larry at the top of that department who has got an open mind and he's willing to listen and to address challenges. We had something happen within our own space here, and Larry realized that the way that they were handling this specific situation was not reasonable. So he made a change so that future folks who come with a similar challenge, they won't have to deal with it the same way that we did. So that type of quick action is encouraging to me. I don't think that you change culture overnight. It takes time. But the way that he has set the tone is a good thing. And we want to make sure that more people know that Reading is open for business. He says, let's not let the past dictate the future. And we got to hold him to that at this point.
I think it's great. You know, frankly, the idea that people have gone in there, and we've talked about this, and we've talked about it before, where you had to literally go in there and fight the engineers down in the city. And you know, they're all gone now. But you, in the permit guys, they're engineers, and they were, hey, this is my way of doing it. And even though your way is right, maybe my way is better. So, and I heard that, you know, I heard how much of a problem that was. Well, everybody's retired there, and Larry's brought in somebody that has a real pro business kind of outlook. Let me ask this question, though. When we're talking about pro business, whether it's downtown or anywhere, one of the things that was brought up was, as long as we continue to expand out, we've got to be able to take care of that. You know, we've got to be able to take care of that infrastructure, the police, the fire. And do you think there, at some point, we should be looking at, hey, if you're going to, you know, develop downtown, we want to give you a different set of rules than if you're going to expand out in the country?
Well, in terms of urban sprawl, I don't think anyone would want to see us continue to sprawl out because of the challenges, like you mentioned, with our infrastructure. Certainly, you got to look at each project independent of another and say if this makes sense and if the benefits outweigh the costs, then you've got to take a look at it. But as a rule, I'm a fan of infill projects and not sprawling out at this point. I would say that in downtown Reading, there are certain incentives right now that the city has in place for people to invest in this part of our community. I think there's lower impact fees and things like that. So that there is an effort right now to look at the way to incentivize development in our community. Impact fees is something that the Builders Exchange and Shasta Voices will be working on with a forum coming up next week. What are they? How are they determined? And how do we fund future infrastructure improvements if not on the shoulders of new development? What other options do we have? One of them is economic development as a general expansion of our tax base. And we've got a guy who's trying to get in right now. Candace, if you could let Todd Franklin in the door here. He is the one that is looking to invest a couple $100,000 in Carnegie Park along the railroad tracks in downtown Reading and turn that into a vibrant business opportunity. I don't know. I just kind of got sidetracked when I saw Todd coming in.
You know, my concern is this, and I think it's a concern that as long as we keep expanding out, and because there's land and all this, I understand expansion in this, but as long as you keep expanding out, you keep expanding out all the problems that go with that. Yeah, everybody wants to have a little more land in this, but everybody knows I am not into forcing people into corridors.
Heck yeah.
You know, the Agenda 21 thing, but I think that I think maybe there ought to be something that's said about people that are developing places where it's going to be easier to take care of people here.
Yep. I think that the city of Reading has got itself in quite a pickle when you look at the pension costs that are present and forecast in the near future. We know that there's a difference between what someone who has worked at the city today for many years as far as the cost to the taxpayer versus a new hire that comes in next week to work at the city as far as the long-term liability, let's say, to our resources here. That said, we've got, I'd say, years of challenge to contend with. So we've got to look at it in a different way than we are at this moment. And I think maybe that different way is to continue to foster those public-private partnerships. We used to see a redevelopment agency that would receive millions of dollars for improvements of things in our community. And that was done away with by our governor during budget challenges in the state years ago. So we've had to get creative. So one of the opportunities hiding in plain sight for the guy that's sitting to my left, Coach Todd Franklin, was this eyesore that had developed in our community, right in the middle of downtown along the railroad tracks. Library Park, now called Carnegie Park, because Carnegie Library used to be there back in the 1960s.
Yeah, and that was very confusing to people too, because you know when you say Library Park, you think over there by the library. Which, you know, they're going to do what? Hey, we have to take a quick break here. And I've been with Jake Mangus, the president and chief operating officer of the Chamber of Commerce. Is that right? Is that your?
Yep, that works for me.
Okay, you know, we'll just call him El Jefe. We hablo español. Okay, and we're going to have Todd Franklin on right after this. I'm really glad Todd's very flexible to be able to come in here. I thought, you know, that found out he was going to come down and talk to Jake anyway. So we're going to be here on a remote. Why not pull him in here? Because his name's been in the paper 100 times, and he's been a friend on Facebook for a long time. So let me see what we got. Okay. Jared, I think we've got a couple of seconds left. Let's just say that this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, what a dynamic woman this is. What a dynamic business she has in Home Helpers. If you're looking for short-term in-home health care, like say you break a leg or you have surgery, call Sharon. If it's long-term in-home health care, call Sharon. All of her people are hand-picked, background checked. They all are insured, bonded, everything. And she hand selects the people to go out with each family because it's important that they get along and that they become almost a member of the family because they're so close in there. But you're not going to find any place better for in-home health care than Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Check out homehelpers.com, you know, the Reading office, and give Sharon a call. All right, we'll be right back after the news. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. This is your town hall of the airwaves.
Community talk radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
And the documents that I read the other day, I don't know who asked for I don't know who asked for them to be unmasked. I just know that there are more.
Nunes announced this week he had learned that some members of Trump's transition team had been under surveillance by the Obama administration, and that some of the president's communications could have been picked up on that in a collateral manner. The confirmation hearings for Judge Neil Gorsuch wrapped up this week in the U.S. Senate, and Alaska Republican Dan Sullivan praised the way that Gorsuch handled himself.
Judge Gorsuch did a great job. I mean, he showed to not only the Senate, but the American people that he's a worthy successor to Justice Scalia, has the temperament. I don't think you could have asked for a better performance.
Sullivan's comments, courtesy of an interview on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump is endorsing the Republican proposal on health care as a great plan ahead of a make or break vote in the House today. Oregon Congressman Greg Walden says the Affordable Care Act is not helping Americans.
We can see that, and people in this market can feel that, and we're here to rescue them and stop this market from collapse.
Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Betsy McCollum says there is a clear choice today.
This is not a health care bill. It is a prescription for disaster, and I urge my colleagues to strongly oppose Trump Care.
President Trump tweeted today that, quote, after 7 horrible years of Obamacare, this is finally your chance for a great plan. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing well in early trading. Right now it's up by about 53 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-523-3771. That's 1-800-523-3771. 1-800-523-3771. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Jordan Matthews hit the go-ahead three-pointer with under a minute to play, and top-seeded Gonzaga survived a tough shooting night all around to beat number 4-seed West Virginia 61-58 last night.
These past couple weeks, I've really cherished my time at GU with these guys, and
Just being able to play for a Final Four is something you grow up watching. You grow up watching March Madness, Sweet 16 games, and to have the opportunity to be 40 minutes away with this group representing this university is very special.
Gonzaga advances to the NCAA West Regional Final. Oregon and Kansas face off in Elite Eight competition tomorrow. After both advance, with the Jayhawks pounding Purdue 98-66, Kansas guard Devontae Graham had 26 of those points.
I think the game just kind of slowed down for us, and you know, we were being aggressive, just taking the open shots that they were giving us.
The Ducks survived a last-minute three-point attempt by Michigan to advance 69-68 with their victory over the Wolverines. Xavier upset Arizona. More from townhall.com. The head of the pilots union says American Airlines is leaving thousands of standby passengers at the gate to make sure the flights depart on time.
Dan Carey, president of the Allied Pilots Association, says nearly 20,000 passengers were denied boarding in February, even though there were empty seats. The airline's been trying to improve its on-time performance from eighth among the nation's largest 12 airlines in 2016 to third in January. Carey called the neglect intolerable.
That's correspondent Ron DeRockstra reporting. A state review is giving California good marks for achieving its much tougher auto emission goals and goes on to say the state should reach even higher. California's Air Resources Board is expected to discuss the standards at a hearing in Riverside, California. The report is a midterm review of California's emission standards for the years 2022 to 2025 and mirrors findings by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? Cage fighting, no limits. The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. World Fighting Championship 68. This intense action-packed night is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and WFC 68. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the event center. Saturday, April 15th at 7:30. December cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur title and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, April 15th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening. With World Fighting Championship 68. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. For details or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
I can't put off the phone right there. But welcome back to Free Fire Radio, CNR 1460, with Carl in the bot. Phone line 0530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com in our chat room. We're down here at the Chamber of Commerce down here at 11-something Pine Street. What is it? 1321 Pine Street. So, you know, it's right across from Corbett's Restaurant. You want to come in, bring coffee, donuts, anything like that, it will be greatly appreciated. Here. We have already chased off all the Denzians of the area, so you should be okay. The only Denzian I see really is Jake Mangus, who is kind of in the hover mode here, as he should be. So good morning, everybody. Hey, Jared, what's it look like for weather today, tomorrow, and Sunday?
All right. Well, it's currently 46 degrees. Today we have a wind advisory, so keep that in mind. We have a 100% chance of rain. A high 55, a low 42. Tomorrow, we're going to have a 20% chance of rain during the day, and slight chance of showers at night with a high of 63, a low of 45. On Sunday, we have a 70% chance of rain with a high of 57, a low of 44. And on Monday, during the day, we're going to have a 40% chance of showers, a high of 64, and then a low of 44.
Okay. The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned business, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, of course that my phone now is going into the low power mode, which means I'll probably lose that, but that's okay. We've got other phones around here. So good morning. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
For commerce or a comment. Doing HVAC up here for 25 years, I go into a lot of restaurants every once in a while. to do work on them. And being in some of these restaurants, I'm not going to name any names, but some of them are deplorable in the back. Now, in other cities, they have the grading system where they put a placard on the windows in front of the restaurants. And I'd like to see that happen up here, because when we go out to eat, we always go to the environmental, Chester County Environmental Health page and look at some of the scores of these restaurants. And they can look totally pristine in the front, but some of these restaurants have perpetual reoccurring violations of, and not one or two, which is normal, like, you know, 8 or 9 or 10. So what's the chances of them getting a grading system to put in the window for the citizens to see? And I'll take my answer off there.
I think that is a really good point. Actually, I did myself get on the website there. I think Shasta County has, where you can see how a restaurant is scoring in terms of their environmental, cleanliness and things like that. And it's something that should be more made public for people to see in plain sight, because I think that helps to increase the accountability of that restaurateur. We have a lot of wonderfully run restaurants here in Reading, and then those that aren't running as well need to be called out on that and then have that addressed. And I know that that's something that I certainly look at before taking the family out. So I'm looking forward to hearing some of the comments from Todd Franklin, as he is himself had his eyes opened to the culinary experience that is a food truck. It's no longer a roach coach. And I'm excited to hear about that from him. And but very good comments there from Jimmy, correct? That was Jimmy. Yep. Thanks for calling in, Jimmy. And we'll look into that for you.
Okay. We're here with now with Todd Franklin. And Todd, of course, is the gentleman that's bringing to Carnegie Park a completely new concept and a new ideas here in town. And it is met with a great deal of an anticipation, and in most cases, and some consternation and some questions in others. But good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me on.
Well, Todd, tell us who you are and you know, how long you've been here, and tell us something about you.
You know, pretty simple story here. I was adopted out of Oakland by some wonderful people. We moved here in 1975, basically been here ever since. Went to college, high school here, college here, and just have really enjoyed the Reading community, and am raising a family of three. I've got a daughter, McKenna, a son, Trey, and a six-year-old, Kai.
Wow. So you're here, and you're, like you said, you're a coach. Of you know, in fact, Jake here is still complaining the fact that you beat him all the time.
Well, being a Mercy High School alum, I remember the basketball courts. We always looked at Liberty, circled that one on the calendar. We knew they were going to be really tough, and it's a big reason is because of Coach Franklin here. Did a wonderful job in continuing to perpetuate year after year a great program. And we had our fair share of experiences that didn't go our way on the court, but I know that this guy is a fighter, a winner, and a great motivator, so you'll hear that in this interview.
Todd, what gave you the idea about bringing food trucks in there?
You know, Carl, I was up in Bend, Oregon, doing a shooting clinic for a friend of mine this past winter. And afterwards, he said, hey, Todd, let me take you out to eat with a couple friends of mine. And we have a new place. It's great. It's amazing. And it's free. And so, of course, everyone says yes to a free meal. So we got in a car and went to a little town called Tumalo at this place called The Bite. And we pulled up, and there was this cute little bar built in the middle of the park there that they had. And there were some food trucks around, and having surfed up and down California my whole life, I've eaten at food trucks when I've had to, maybe if I didn't have shoes on or something like that, but I've never really sought them out. And so I was kind of amused by the idea, but as I sat down and I ordered a pizza, and my friend, one of them, got a hamburger and tacos, and they brought their meals back, and I was really shocked at the quality of the meal. The tacos had garnishings, chips, and most impressively for me, it was on a plate. And then my other friend came and sat down. He had a hamburger and had sweet potato fries. And it wasn't your, hey, you know, go eat this real quick and then get back on the road. It was actually a dining experience. But what really got me, Carl, is I sat there and I watched two women approach. And I have three small children. And just watching these women come, one had a baby in a stroller and leading another child by the hand. And then a mom looked like she had two small children with her, maybe four and five. And I have small children, as I said, and I thought, well, here comes a train wreck. Because if you have children and you try to go out to eat at a nice place or sit down place, you're worried how your kids are going to act, of course, but you don't want to disrupt someone else's meal. That might be the only meal they actually go out to as a couple, or someone might be getting engaged. And so we're really thoughtful of that as a family, of where we take our kids. But I watched these two ladies come with these three children and an infant. And these women were able to release their kids because they had a fenced-in park area, and the kids were able to go play in the grass and have fun while the moms actually had adult conversation. And if you've ever had children or been around children, women and men, they crave adult conversation, especially the women who are home with the children while they're nursing them and taking care of them. So watching these two women be able to interact with adult conversation really made me jealous for our ladies and gentlemen here in town. So when I came back, I started talking to people, and the idea grew, and it gained some favor, and people started saying, hey, Coach, you're always talking about stepping outside the box. Why don't you step out your side of the box and do this for downtown Reading?
You know, that's a great answer, because, you know, sometimes just seeing things, because I've gone up to those areas before, and when you think of food trucks, okay, you know, you get your typical food truck out there, you know, you come up and they hand you something and you're not sure what it is, but they've reached such a level now, and it's kind of like a mobile restaurant, you could say. I want to talk to Todd some more. We're going to take a quick break here, but I want to we want to come back and we want to talk about, okay, so you have the concept, and then what happened after that? You know, who did you approach? How did you do it? You've got beautiful and down here at the Chamber of Commerce, they're fabulous designs of what it can look like and what the park down there can look like, the amount of stuff you're going to do, the amount of work you're going to go do in Carnegie Park also. It's 8:15 in the morning, and we're right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You're not going to find a better place to buy your weapons, any of the accessories. And I guarantee you, if you're a woman and you're looking to get into the shooting sports, which is lots of fun, you're not going to find better people to talk to than Bastiani Arms. They value the largest growing segment of the shooting population right there. Bastiani Arms open Tuesday through Saturday. Veterans get great discounts at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Todd Franklin.
The original Spring Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center today through Sunday, featuring local businesses and exclusive show prices. Building or purchasing a new home? Need to speak with a home mortgage expert? Creating or replacing landscape or planting a garden? Need household improvements, interior design ideas, a home theater, new roof, gutters, fencing, lighting, doors, windows, carpeting, flooring, appliances, cabinetry, countertops, tile, decking, painting, weatherproofing, furniture, pool, spa, or barbecue, or information on telecommunications? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects. Speak to the experts. Learn the latest in design, technology, and everything green. First 1,000 people through the gates will receive a free plant. See the landscape display featuring new design ideas from Axner Excavating. Be sure to stop by the barbecue competition Saturday for a sample with your paid admission, and Sunday competition honoring our veterans. Visit the Antique Tractor Show. All this and more at the original Home and Garden Expo, now through Sunday at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. It's everything you've been waiting for and more. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Don't call the 800 number. You've heard that. Call the local guys at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH. Hi guys, this is Hannah. When you call B&T Satellite, you will get $300 off new service when you mention promo code BTS200. On top of your savings, you will be helping one of our referred local veterans get $100 off their service. Let's repeat that. Call 241-3474. B&T Satellite, mention promo code BTS200 and get $300 off your new service. So one more time to recap, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. 3474 to get $300 off new service, and a referred local veteran, veteran's family, or widow will get $100 off their service because of you. Call now. Check us out online at btsatellite.com or on Facebook. You owe it to yourself to check out these huge savings. Now's the time. Call 241-3474 and ask for details. BNT Satellite, your local authorized dish dealer. Friends serving friends locally.
Hey, hun, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope, Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadros Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Our radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and I hope everybody's having a great day. It's raining. It's like 46. It's going to be raining today. It's going to be raining tonight. It'll be raining tomorrow. So all those little chores I promised Linda will kind of be put on hold because it's raining. Honey, I would have scraped all that paint off. Honey, I would have spackled and spent the next week painting that one side of the house. I would have, except, you know, it's wet. And so maybe I'm just going to have to go out and go turkey hunting because the season does open tomorrow morning. Anyway, I hope everybody's having a great day. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. Gosh, we're here with Todd Franklin, a man that's been in the news so much and is actually good news. It's not somebody that's done something really weird, you know, with something on his forehead or somebody breaking into a Kent's Meats or something like that that goes viral out there. We've got somebody that actually wants to do something for the town. Now, we talked about how you looked at those the places up in Oregon, and as your friend said, well, it's time for you to step out of the box, Coach. Okay, so where was the steps after that? Because, you know, the concept drawings that you have here are just really nice. But I've seen others where, I mean, you're doing a lot down there. This isn't just like bringing in some food trucks.
No, what's great about my job is I've been able to travel quite a bit as a coach and go do camps and clinics and work with Adidas in Chicago, New York, and Atlanta, and have traveled enough to know in Monterey and Santa Cruz for surfing to go, you know what, there's some great things that we can take from other cities and not become a huge city. But just because we're a small town and city doesn't mean that we can't have nice things. And so when we started doing these concept drawings with Ryan Russell at Ryan Russell Studio, we said we want something different. We want people to walk up when they visit for the very first time, and we want them to say, we can't believe this is in Redding. And that's just something that we've continually thought, and that's been our theme. You know, not trying to change Reading, but just add to the culture. Even with the drawings, we want to bring something new and fresh. And, you know, I think people so far, when they see the drawings, their comments have been exactly what we thought. We can't believe that we'll be here with the patio and the fire pits and the ambiance and the lights. I think it's going to be a place that people want to gather and then go visit the other business in the area. That's the thing that we're trying to create, is walking around downtown. This is a downtown movement. We've met with so many of the local businesses right around there. We've had some opposition, as you always will, but we've had so many local businesses call and say, Todd, please don't stop. Push this through. We need this, and we really want you downtown.
Okay, now the concept drawings I'm looking at right now are much more complete than the ones that they showed in the paper. So what I'm looking at is from like an overhead view, you have the patio, but you have tables out there on the patio, and then, of course, the fire pits. And places for people to sit. Are you looking at doing things like entertainment out there on the veranda, you might say?
Absolutely. And everything that has been gone on down there so far, we want to continue. We're not looking to exclude anybody. We want to be inclusive, and we actually want to add to that. I've had so many calls ever since Tuesday's night vote, just from even musicians and culture and art and people wanting to just have a way to express themselves. And we want to bring that, obviously. We want people downtown. So we're just looking at adding a lot of venues, but also be considerate of the Lorenz Hotel neighbors that live there. We want to make sure we're quiet when we need to be quiet, but vibrant when we need to be vibrant.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about the people that have concerns. Of course, the people that have, you know, that have invested in putting their businesses down there in the brick and mortar, you might say, and they're in places like Wilda's. And I guess there's a couple others that I've heard. Their concern is that, hey, we spent a lot of money to do this, and these guys can just set up, and this could be a big impact.
Yeah, and I understand that, and I understand the two emotions that people generally operate out are fear and love, and probably the least felt emotion is gratitude. So just dealing with the fear and love is I totally understand a business owner that has invested a ton of money. But I think when I've sat down with some of the business owners that have actually wanted to sit down and said, okay, let's just look at the demographics. Let's look at the piece of the pie, as Jake talked about. Who are we pooling? Are we actually sharing the same people over and over? And I think this model, if you look at the other country or cities that have put this in, you're not pulling the same demographics. You're actually pulling a brand new demographics that currently is not downtown. I truly believe in a year, the people who have opposed me the hardest are probably going to become my greatest friends. And they're going to be like, Todd, not only did you help save our business, but our revenues increased. I was talking at the Exchange Club yesterday and getting added to the Oktoberfest and having another destination not only brings more people and more families. And so, things like that, collaborating with Woody's, he came and spoke at the thing. And then afterwards, we had a great conversation. Okay, how can we work together? And anytime you go through anything of strife or conflict, the next 48 hours to a week is where the healing takes place. So, I've been going about and making sure I met with the people that were there. And I will try to get to every single person who was in opposition just to give them input. And also listen to them. And that's the key thing of communicating is not always talking, but also listening. And I'm trying to do that in this project.
Hey, we're here with Todd Franklin. And we're also down here at the Chamber of Commerce. We're on remote. And people are walking in. And, it's fine. No, not because that's what it's here for. If you haven't been down here yet, you need to come down and visit down here on Pine Street and see Jake and all this. Like I said, I'm with Todd Franklin right now, who has had this concept. And I thought about it at first, too, Todd. I was kind of like, food trucks. Then I saw I saw the drawings. And then I see the new ones here, too. And I was thinking about, what can it bring? And then I look at what K2's doing. And then I look at some other ideas. People like to go out, maybe have an appetizer someplace, walk around, have a drink someplace, have dinner, but continue to walk around. And now they're going to connect the river trail right here, which is a big thing. And what it does is it provides more avenues down here. And I kind of agree with you because when it's 110 outside, I'm not going to be probably sitting out at a Mexican food truck. I'll probably be in someplace, Shameless or Market Street or someplace around. And that you're going to be, it will be cooler. But it doesn't mean that after that you don't come out, especially if there's music, where you can kind of come out and enjoy yourself out there. And you're serving, what, wine and beer too?
Yes, and those are, we're not the hard alcohol park. We're that's not the crowd we're looking to attract. And there's some great local establishments that offer that for people who want that. This is a family park. And some people have kind of laughed at me like, well, who in their right mind would bring their children down there? And I would have to agree with you. Right now, it is not a desirable location. It is fenced off. No one has wanted that park for 15 years until the last 2 weeks. But it is a location that I am committed to helping clean up. I've been going down on Sunday morning working with Gary, who actually lives at Lorenz Hotel, and some other people. We've been cleaning up. And the amount of needles that you pick up are absolutely amazing. And, that's not a child-safe area. So in the next couple of months, that's what we're going to be looking to do, putting up child-safe fences. Working with Gerlinger Steel has been amazing in their efforts to help us in this project. But just making sure that families can come down and have a good time and adults can have an adult conversation.
Okay, I'm going to take an early break here, Jared, and I kind of got to give Jared a heads up here that I'm going to do an early break because I want to come back to, and I want to talk about, let's just talk about the elephant in the room here, and that's safety and how you're planning on doing that because exactly what you said. Needles, there have been people being harassed over at the Veterans Hall, all out of the park there. Now, even when they blocked it off, there's still people in there. So I would love to hear what your plan is to keep this place safe and so that when people walk down, they're not going to be running into things. Okay, it's Carl Bott, and we're down here at Free Fire Radio. We're the Town Hall of the Air, and we're with Todd Franklin, who is building Carnegie Park and making something out of nothing. We'll be right back.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the top up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tire feet was fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret Essential Oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret Essential Oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Welcome back to our radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's on. Linda's taking care of business today. While I'm down here on a remote, as if you can't tell already, I'm on a remote down at the Chamber of Commerce down here on Pine Street, the brand new building. And you won't believe it. It's the Taj Mahal of Chamber of Commerce. Did I say City Council? Chamber of Commerce. We have gold fixtures. The bathroom has got gold bidets in it. How many millions of dollars did you spend on this, Jake Mangus?
I really, okay, this is a
great story. So the Whites, who own this building, have just bent over backwards to make sure that we're happy with our space. And the beauty of it is we've got a better location, a nicer space, and it's going to be a big-time money saver for the chamber and its membership. As I mentioned earlier, we're all completely privately funded by our membership, so we've got to be the best stewards as possible with the resources we have so we can do all these other things, the advocacy and resources and partnerships and all that stuff. So this is this works for us in a lot of different ways and for the community of Reading.
I'll tell you, you're down here, you're right here on the corner, you're right across from Corbett's restaurant and the, Compass Shining Care and of course the new, was it Wild's, Wild Card Brewery. So you can't find a better place here. You can have breakfast, you can go over and have some tea, and then you can go over and have a beer, all within an hour and a half right here at the Chamber of Commerce. Okay, everybody, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at our barbershop over in I think we just broke up right there. Okay, I'm here with Todd Franklin, and Todd's the one that is building the food trucks in Carnegie Park. And Carnegie, the old Carnegie Library Park. And he's got his concepts there. Now we've talked about, why he did it and where he got his inspiration. And when we left, I asked him about what's it going to look like with the idea of, safety out there.
You know, and that's a great question, Carl. That's probably the biggest question and biggest hurdle that we're actually have to overcome just because of the societal changes that have taken place. But working with Chief Paletti on this, he's given some great insight. And, now that we're able to actually fence off the park and actually keep park hours, obviously is going to be a huge, huge deal in that. And if anyone is in the park and they're loitering and they're not abiding by the park rules, we can have private security actually escort them off the grounds, which currently is not taking place as it's fenced off, as you know, and there is no private security. So part of my agreement is I will be bringing security to the park. We're working with the Guardian Angels, working with a lot of outreach groups that really want to help secure this area and make this project go for all the downtown businesses. And, we've got groups that are going to come walk people to their cars, but we also have to establish with the local people who are living illegally that, the transients and the homeless, this is not the place for them to be. And there are places in Reading. Reading does have services, but downtown business is not one. No one should open up a brick and mortar business or any business and have to scoop people away every morning and clean up things like they currently are. So this is a total real downtown movement. We are not solving all social economic problems, but we are taking care of a local issue right here, right now. And, people said, Coach, you're going to fail. And you know what? If I do fail, I'm going to fail daring greatly and trying to do something great for my city. And I've got a lot of support. It's amazing once the vote happened how many businesses called and just said, Todd, we wanted to personally thank you for pushing this and striving for this for all of us.
I tell you, we are totally behind this. Yeah, we had some questions about electricity costs and all that, but you're paying rent this year, and if it needs to be adjusted next year, we can do that. Now, give us some insight on what kind of trucks we could see down there, because you're getting a lot of people calling in, and I imagine maybe even some from out of the area.
Absolutely, and we want to always go local first. That's the whole part of being a local community, but we also want to bring quality. And so we are meeting with local trucks. We want to meeting with Fern, who is with the health, making sure that they're all on the code and have all their insurances up to date. So we will try to go local, but we also want to bring something new and fresh to Reading. So we are looking also at some out-of-town businesses that have been established that have amazing trucks. And these trucks are different nowadays. These aren't just the white truck that comes up and you're not sure what's going to be served that day. These trucks are having menus. They are catering to specific people with tastes. And they actually get a following. If you've turned on any network show, a couple of gentlemen say that was, that fad is past. But if you turn on any network show right now, reality TV is picking up these parks. And just the excitement environment that they bring to their wherever they're at. So the food is going to be amazing. That is another criteria for them to come in. And it's got to be clean and fast and efficient for people to get back to work if it's in the middle of the day.
Well, that's a big thing. You can just walk down there, grab your now, see, like I said, before we were talking about, people see things like a burrito of interesting ingredients there. So, but, you know, people don't realize that this could be really cool. I mean, I'd love to see something like a salad, you know, a salad food truck where they offer up healthy stuff, you know, where you're talking about organic and these things. It's because these have changed so much. But, you know, I think everybody's going to be pretty excited about this. Now, you've invested, I've read something like $200,000 in this.
Well, there's some investment. We're trying not to let my wife find out the exact amount that we're investing. She's really proud of me building a park and not in my backyard and someone else's. But, you know, the amount of money is really irrelevant in terms of what we're trying to do for people. And anytime you invest in something, you know, you hope to get your money back. But even more important is we're really wanting to get families back and families to feel safe. And right now people are carrying pepper spray. People are carrying baseball bats pretty soon. And we have to avoid that. It is not about the violence. It's about bringing love back to the community and bringing a lot of people. And crowds really do that. I've been spending a lot of time at the park, and it's amazing when you bring three or four people down there for lunch, how quickly things dissipate and move out. You know, it's an uncomfortable feeling for the people that are living there illegally. So it's going to be a great movement, and I truly believe the businesses surrounding there will be benefit.
You know, here's another thing too, Todd. You know, people go, oh, yeah, you know, we want to take it back. We want it to be safe. But the other thing too is that something successful like this breeds success. We want this to be a success because we're going to have the new K2 project building. But there should be other buildings around there too. I mean, I say other buildings, but other movements to take back the town, make this town almost, one of those where you come in, you have a great time, you go down on the river, you come on back because the river needs to be, riverfront also needs to be developed. Everybody knows that. From what I understand, the last plan was written on that was like 1998, which could, you know what, it might as well have been written in 1800 on how the river can also be developed and how all this can tie in together. So it is a destination place. When people come off the, and they come off the freeway, it just sucks them right into, besides Turtle Bay, but you know, hey, this is a great place to stay downtown. Maybe a new type of a hotel downtown that's, you know, that caters to people coming in. We've got restaurants. We kind of keep, and it's nothing against fast food, but we've got enough fast food downtown. We have enough tattoo parlors. Nathan's is great, but you know, that's all we need down here. Let's just let Nathan have this whole, you know, the whole area. And look at truly what we want to look like down here. And you've taken that first step.
Well, thank you. That's one of the business models that Ben really came up with is business builds business. And, you know, you take a look at our river, and obviously I'm not a developer of the river, but what they've done in Bend and adding the surfing in Bend, Oregon. I mean, now not only do you have surfing, you have more people being active. Now you have surf shops popping up in Bend, Oregon. You have Shapers, and came all the bike shops that are now down by the river and the kayaks and canoes. So now you have more entrepreneurs that maybe weren't before jumping into it and going, hey, I can be part of this new movement. I can be part of this building. And, you know, people who have never thought about owning a business now are buying 10 kayaks and they're thriving. And that's what's great is you're getting people out of their comfort zone. And that's great for everybody as they proceed.
We're here with Todd Franklin, who is the man behind the food truck concept of taking back a park that has, you know, frankly, has no use to anybody except a source of danger in a lot of times or uncomfortableness, where you've got to watch where you walk because of the needles that are down there. And his plans here with the big giant patio and the fire pits, places to sit and enjoy yourself. That this is going to be a brand new concept that he envisioned and he brought to fruition here. And, and great job for Brent Weaver and Francie Sullivan and Adam McElvain to vote to move forward with this. I'm kind of surprised that it was, you know, that close, frankly. But I'm glad that it passed. And, you know, the questions on it are going to be, they're going to keep coming up. But, hey, when do you expect this to start?
You know, we have a begin date of June 1st, and just to add a little comment on the city council, you know, that was my first city council meeting I've ever attended, and I want to say I was so impressed with the way that the meeting was run, with the dialogue, and, you know, you're going to have disagreements in anything, and that's actually healthy. But my involvement with the city right now has been really amazing, and it's so easy to be negative. And as a coach, when I go watch a game, I don't let myself second-guess the coach because I don't know his team as well as he does. And sometimes I'm kind of shocked because as a coach, I don't hear what's being said in the stands. But when I'm sitting there, suddenly I'm hearing all the negative things that are being said, obviously, even when I'm coaching. But, you know, as a person sitting on the outside, dealing with the city has been amazing. And I know everyone's experience hasn't been that way, but mine was amazing. Working with the different departments on permitting and working with Kim Niemeyer with the Parks and Rec, I've got nothing but great things to say, how they handled the entire situation. You know, they obviously took some negativity as well, but they really have the community's heart at best interest as a whole. And anytime you have that, you're going to be successful. And I'm just very impressed with what I've seen so far.
That's great. We've been here with Todd Franklin, who is – well, you're a coach on at Liberty Christian. As of right now. Well, hey, Liberty Christian, I understand, is going to stay open.
I've heard that. It's going to be some interesting changes that they have to go through, but we'll see.
Okay, he's talking to me offside. But the main thing he's going to do is in the beginning of June, we're going to have a food truck from anywhere from 3 to 7 right here in Carnegie Library Park. And I can't tell you enough how much we appreciate you and your effort. And thanks a lot, Todd.
Well, thank you. And it's been a great community to be raised in, and I just want to keep raising my children here. And just thank you all for your support.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Ryan Denham, who is, I believe, the head of the board of the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to be talking to Ryan a little bit about what he sees for here in the future. We'll be right back after these messages.
I want you to want me.
Shastina Ranch is the fastest selling community in Reading in the last 12 years. Located in East Reading, features extreme high energy efficient home designs, a regional park with walking trails, decorative street lights, sidewalk planters, and fabulous open spaces. Constructed by Palomar Builders, Reading's largest home builder, these homes are constructed with green technology, distinctive interior and exterior features, designer kitchens, and superior master suites. Stop by the Shastina Ranch model home today to pick one of the pre-plotted lots. Then contact Cindy Tomlinson, 722-3150 at U.S. Lending to help you with a conventional, FHA, or residential loan for your new Shastina Ranch home. U.S. Lending is Reading's local direct mortgage lender. Located off Airport Road, the community of Shastina Ranch provides the high standard savvy home buyers are looking for in today's market. Make Shastina Ranch your future with a new highly energy efficient home design. Stop by our new model home, speak with Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker, and get your home on the way within days.
The largest and the best, the original Spring Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center today through Sunday, featuring local businesses and exclusive show prices. Building or purchasing a new home? Need to speak with a home mortgage expert? Creating or replacing landscape or planning a garden? Need household improvements, interior design ideas, a home theater, new roof, gutters, fencing, lighting, doors, windows, carpeting, flooring, appliances, cabinetry, countertops, tile, decking, painting, weatherproofing, furniture, pool, spa, or barbecue, or information on telecommunications? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects. Speak to the experts. Learn the latest in design, technology, and everything green. First 1,000 people through the gates will receive a free plant. See the landscape display featuring new design ideas from Axner Excavating. Be sure to stop by the barbecue competition Saturday for a sample with your paid admission, and Sunday competition honoring our veterans. Visit the Antique Tractor Show. All this and more at the original Home Garden Expo, now through Sunday at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. It's everything you've been waiting for and more. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated. because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Just a small town girl, living in a
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot in our last segment. It's about 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. What's it look like for weather today, Jared?
Oh, excuse me. It's currently 47 degrees right now, and we're going to have heavy rain today, all day. It's high 55, a low of 42 with a wind advisory. Tomorrow, we're going to have a 20% chance of rain during the day, mostly cloudy at night with a high of 63, a low of 45. On Sunday, we have a 70% chance of rain with a high of 57, a low of 44. And on Monday, we're going to have a 40% chance of showers during the day with a high of 64 and a low of 44.
Okay, the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, where I was fumbling all over because I couldn't remember the word Cypress Square. It's the best place in the world to get a haircut. I tell you what, it's better known, and it's man's last stronghold. You're not going to find a better place to get a haircut. And the guy standing next to me, he should be thinking about that. It looks kind of like that flat topish kind of haircut they're experts on. I'm here with Ryan Denham, who is the president of the board of the Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Carl.
So, what do you think about this?
About the rain? About the chamber?
Well, I'm thinking about the new Chamber of Commerce building, Todd Franklin, and where do you, and just the general, maybe the feeling of maybe we're all moving forward here.
Well, I got to tell you, there's a couple things I want to touch on. First of all, I'm extremely excited to be the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce this year, representing almost 800 businesses and all of their employees in the greater Redding area. The move to downtown has been a fantastic change for the chamber. Allows us to reallocate our resources, use the members' funds in a responsible way, and really show that we are more than just talking about downtown. We are putting our money where our mouth is in the redevelopment of downtown, being on the corner of the White Building.
Well, you know, with what and we had Dan Knott on Wednesday talking about K2, and talking about what he envisioned for downtown. And, you know, it's just – it's fantastic. And then, of course, Todd Franklin and the food trucks. But, you know, do you – how can you encourage businesses? I mean, businesses that are here from not moving out of this downtown area, you know, as some of them have, but to come back in and look real close about coming back.
I think, Carl, there's a real movement amongst cities across the United States that the strength of a city is rooted in its downtown, and that's really what we're trying to promote. Our business got our start here in the mid-1940s on Pine Street until we, sprawled out to North Market Street. But really, the strength of a downtown is the strength of a city, and that's what we're going to continue to promote and push and make space available for businesses.
So what do you think other businesses would be really good for downtown? Now, we've got restaurants. We've got, you know, maybe more restaurants. But what do you think some really good businesses for downtown would be?
Well, certainly with the changing face of technology, you know, call centers, IT support, retail, you know, there's always been a concern. People say, well, there's not enough parking. The reality is we have a ton of parking downtown. I think we need to do a better job at showing where it's at, providing markings of where it's at, be it a map, be it an app, and realizing that, you know, a downtown, you go to larger cities downtown. It doesn't mean you park right in front of the business. Maybe you drive around the block. Maybe you walk a block. You look at other storefronts along the way. And that's really what we're trying to change, the culture and the outlook of Redding.
Do you ever see something in the future where you have parking on the outskirts and we just have a real good way of getting people in downtown?
That's certainly a possibility, Carl. I know there's a lot of ideas being floated out there, but certainly I think for the strength of downtown, one of the defining measures is that an asset to the middle of downtown is probably not a parking garage long term. So I see parking on the outskirts, people coming in. We've got a very flat, easily walking city, friendly to bikes, friendly to pedestrians. And so it's just changing that mindset, you know, let's get out and move around a little bit.
Do you see now, once we get the food trucks in Carnegie Library Park, do you see more times where we might just shut down a street as we've done before and just, you know, on some of a, you know, a weekend day and just say, just have kind of like almost street fairs? And just, we could do this on one street and block it off for, you know, or close it off for a block or two.
Mm-hmm. I certainly see that as a possibility, bringing Farmers Market back downtown. You know, the Thursday night promenade, events like that. It's very easy to block off a street, get people back downtown, and a lot of it is just getting bodies and people back town to realize what's here for everyone to enjoy.
How about a street dance?
I'm not going to rule that out.
How about seals downtown? I just think of street dance. I mean, you know what? We haven't had one since I've lived here in 10 years that we've had really had you block it off. And just think of all the businesses out there. And you just make it a 2 hour, or a 2.5 hour street dance, and people can, you know, walk through and eat and drink and then just kind of enjoy themselves, listen to music or dance.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, the only way you know it's not going to work is by not trying it. So let's put it out there and let's try it.
Well, I think that's the big thing here. This is what I like so much about Todd. What he did was he threw it out there. He said, I don't know if it's going to work. I may fail greatly at this, but I'm going to really go for it. And we had 3 of the 5 saw that as an opportunity for downtown. And once downtown starts growing, if we're talking like multi-use buildings downtown, mm-hmm. where you have offices and apartments there, mm-hmm. at market price, not, mm-hmm. no, not quote affordable, but mm-hmm. market price apartments here. And you have that, and if you can get that on a 1-to-1 ratio, which is perfect, or a 1-to-2 or 3 ratio, this is going to do nothing but great things for us.
I couldn't agree more. So I think you're starting to see a few buildings pop up. You've got the White Building, which the Chamber is now located in. You've got the Kobe Building on Market Street. You've got the building around the corner from one of my favorite restaurants, Danburger, with multi-use housing, and those apartments are full. I know many of the people living in them. They enjoy being downtown. They like to be able to walk to restaurants, to retail. It's easy to get in and out of downtown. So I think there's a great amount of upside potential going forward.
You know, and here's the other thing that people don't realize, too. Where we live, where Linda and I live, off of Placer Street, that's close. That's walking distance downtown. I mean, it's easy to get down here. And once the downtown becomes more vibrant, the real estate – I think the real estate values and will just change, you know, in the inner city here. Mm-hmm. I say the inner city, but in the neighborhoods, because people are going to say, well, you know what? Gosh, this is besides this, you know, nice house, but we can be someplace. We don't have to drive. We can walk down and we can walk back. Mm-hmm. So I think this rising tide concept is going to affect a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about different businesses. You know, of course, the food trucks kind of came out of nowhere. But there must be some other businesses, and we were talking about Silicon Valley and all that. Do you think the high speed fiber optic cable is something that we really need to push?
You know, that's something I know Adam was a huge proponent of in running for city council, and I certainly think it's something we need to look at. I can tell you, just in our automotive business, the days of pen and paper are going away, everything is online. And really anything cloud-based, internet-based, we're going to continue to need more bandwidth going forward. I don't care what kind of business you're in.
Well, and that's true. And if you get a high-speed optic or fiber optic cable downtown, then you can go out to the Silicon Valley and say, hey, look, once you put some of your offices up here, you can pay them half what you're paying them down there. They can still live very well up here. And just once we start that building of it, that because success begets success, and us to sit here and go, oh, that's too hard, oh gosh, I don't want to do that, I really think we need to look at it more. I mean, that right there, to me, two of the people voting, oh, we need to study this more, really? I think it's just, let's just jump into it, and the city's not going to lose anything off it. I think that we really have to have businesses do like Todd Franklin do and present plans and push and just bring, I think, the city along with them.
I totally agree. And, you know, it's somewhat surprising to me that I agree with you, Carl. We need to get in and try to do some of these things. I know there was some pushback on Todd's project. I know the chamber's come out in support of it. I strongly support it. And some of the competing businesses around it had some reserves about it. And the analogy I used at our chamber board meeting, and I'll share this with you, is that if an automobile dealership came to me and said, hey, I want to put a store in across the street from your dealership on North Market, I would be the first one to applaud it and cut the ribbon and support their efforts. I think it's great. A rising tide lifts all ships.
And I think that's what people don't realize when you get into the motels and the hotels. Oh, that's going to just take business away. Well, not necessarily. You know, I think that they've proven that a new motel doesn't take business away from anybody. It just attracts more people. Ryan, so how long is your how long are you going to be the president here?
So I will be the chairman of the board. I'm finishing up the first quarter, and it'll run through 2017. And I've got a great incoming chairman, Heidi Corrigan, who is the business of the year, recognized by the chamber. So excited to continue my year, continue to grow membership, continue to support and invest and help shape downtown Reading.
Does that mean even like when you run for office someday?
Not at this point. Got a 10 and a 12-year-old daughter, and going to focus on that in my life.
You know, it's funny because I used to – we bought Ryan's car from from Jeep. And that, believe it or not, there's still some there's still some of those channels still programmed in there that I can't figure out how to get out. So we listen to kids' music going down the road every so often. Yeah. Ryan Denham has been with me. He is the chairman of the board of the Chamber of Commerce. We've been here with Jake Mangus. We're down here at the Chamber of Commerce right down here on Pine Street. We've been talking to not only Jake and Ryan, but also Todd Franklin, who is the man that started the food truck concept. Another big step forward here. I mean, maybe it doesn't seem like it, food trucks. It's a huge step forward. Huge step forward. Last thought.
If you haven't been downtown recently, come downtown. If you want to change downtown, be a voice, be an advocate, and watch what the chamber can do to support downtown Reading.
And if you want, you can get T-shirts. It's got Jake Mangus's photo on it, image on it. I mean, I don't know. You know, we could all walk around and have a Jake Mangus day. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Have a safe weekend. Monday, we've got a lot of things happening next week, too. A lot of people that are still working in the business, some people that are looking at making changes right here in Reading. As we continue to talk about how Reading can change and how Reading entrepreneurship is going to be moving forward. Everybody have a great weekend. Good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
Talk radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Reading, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
On the fate of the Republican health care bill as a showdown vote looms in the House.
We'll have to see.
See what happens. If the bill fails, should Paul Ryan stay on as Speaker of the House? President says yes. And Mr. Trump warns that today's vote is all or nothing and that he is prepared to move on to other issues and leave Obamacare in place. The long-delayed Keystone XL pipeline is a go.
It's a great day for American jobs and a historic moment for North America.
President Trump officially approving the $8 billion pipeline, which will deliver crude from Canada to the Gulf Coast. President says it will also deliver jobs on